wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And happy Valentine's Day, everyone. This is the day of love, Doc Phil.
It's the day of love, the day of being with that special someone that you like, and the day of enjoying a lot of good food and a meal with the person that you care the most about.
Well, absolutely. And this show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, which is one of my loves down on Sapelo Island. It's so beautiful down there and very romantic, too.
It's extremely romantic. It's a great place to be, and it's one of my favorite places.
Yes, yeah, one of your favorite places, too. Now, one of the things that we're doing today, though, is we have written love letters to our favorite cities. And we have a couple of love letters from some of our listeners and folks who have been on the show with us as well. And Nicole just talked about her favorite city or her love city, which was San Francisco. So let's read a couple of other ones. I have one from Marjorie, who is a school teacher in Jonesboro, and she loves Savannah. So here's a little bit of her love letter. Dear Savannah, I love you. Of all the places I have gone, you are one of the most beautiful. Just to say your name brings about a feeling of romance, relaxation, and peacefulness. Southern charm, they say? Well, I say so too. I'm going to give you a list, really an accounting, of all the reasons why I love you so much. You are by far the perfect getaway. If someone is looking for a great getaway, you certainly are the best. You're welcoming, and I have come to visit so many times that I've lost count. Your tourist district is full of restful hotels just across the street, actually literally across the street, from the famous River Street, where there are so many restaurants, coffee shops, ice cream shops, candy shops, bakeries. Yum, I could go on and on. Savannah, I find myself forgetting anything that might be heavy on my mind and end up wandering around looking at all the shops and stores and boutiques and finally stopping for a rest on a bench to people watch as the big boats blow their horns as they sail up and down the Savannah River. Savannah, oh how I do love you. Your parks, the beautiful squares, one after another, the perfect place for an evening stroll. You have more than 20 historic parks with park benches for resting under those magnificent mammoth live oak trees with their giant limbs covered in Spanish moss. They line the streets and sidewalks of the parks, leaving you with a feeling as if the city is hugging you and begging you to stay. Just sit for a while. Now, there are great places to eat. And I have so many that it's hard to list them all. As long as there's Southern cuisine, I'm ready to eat. Savannah, oh Savannah, how I do love you. There are so many reasons. I think it just might be the best for our tourist attractions, places like the elegant mansions in your historic district and Forsyth Park, with its elegant ancient big oaks and big white fountain that was featured in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Savannah, you're like a fairy tale. From movie settings to down-home Southern cooking, you are my love. I love you, Savannah. So what do you think of that letter from Marjorie?
It's a neat letter. I mean, Savannah's one of those great places that when you go to, there's a lot to do, a lot of good food, and a lot of friendly people. It's that rhythm town, you know. It's a sister city to Charleston, and it has a lot of things that you don't see in Charleston. It's not as, I'll use the word, refined. And Charleston survived a lot of the Civil War, so Charleston has more of historical buildings and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Savannah's more affordable. It's a great, fun city. A lot of things to do along the river and a lot of sightseeing.
Yeah, like she said, that River Street is like the perfect place for finding a place for a bite to eat and then souvenir shopping or just people watching, because there are always a lot of people there. But, you know, there are walking tours that you can take around those squares that she mentions in her letter. And there's a great walking tour that is all about that movie, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. So you can see all of those mansions and the places that are mentioned in the movie. You can actually see them because actually the movie was based on a true story.
That's true. There's also the ghost tours you can take as well.
Absolutely. The ghost tours would be a lot of fun, especially to do those at night.
That's true.
Now, you know, Marjorie wasn't the only one to send in a letter. Also, our very own Brenda O'Neill, who was a former guest on our show back when we did the show last year on Destination Weddings. So since she is involved with folks getting married and taking honeymoons, she really knows a lot about romance and how to celebrate Valentine's. So let's see what her letter says. She's referring to Anguilla. So, dear The Valley, I fell in love with you in 1980 the first time I visited. My son's godfather was the Minister of Finance at the time and was building a new home and invited us to come and visit. People in Anguilla did not lock doors, and if you were walking on the road, residents honked and waved and offered to give you a ride. That is still the case today, as I visited recently and picked up a lady and gave her a ride. The residents welcome you as family and not as tourists, and if you are blessed to come back, you'll be greeted with, "Welcome home." Anguillians take pride in their island, and the majority of the residents are homeowners. The most beautiful sunsets can be seen from the sandbar. I have several favorite restaurants, as Anguilla is the best place in the world for foodies. I love Tasties, Davidas, and Flavors, as well as Cebu. Every time I visit, I must make a trip to Shoal Bay, which I think is the most beautiful beach on the island, with white, soft sand. Now, if you're going to Anguilla, you must visit Shoals Bay, have lunch at Uncle Ernie's, visit Smokey's on the Cove on Saturdays for dancing, go to Ted's Barbecue. Anguilla has given me so much love and given me a different way to view the Caribbean. I want to go to Anguilla.
It sort of reminds you of Sabla. You know, people don't lock their doors. You know, small population. It's only like 13,000 people in Anguilla. And she talked about Uncle Ernie's. That's a well-known bar, known for their barbecue, as you know, particularly their ribs and their chicken, and also some of their seafood and a variety of tropical drinks. So that's a neat place to go. It's a British protectorate, so you know people speak English there, and it's very easy to get pounds. So those are a lot of things to make traveling quite easy in a small little place like that.
Well, absolutely. And you know that it's really popular if the New York Times has it on its list of places to go. And last Sunday, the New York Times featured Anguilla as one of its 36-hour places where they talk about things to do if you only have 36 hours at a destination. So Anguilla definitely topped that list. But, you know, another thing about Anguilla, too, is that it has this reputation of being the place where the rich and famous, kind of the beautiful people like to hang out. But, hey, I say that it's still affordable because it is the Caribbean, so it's close by. But also, too, maybe that's a reason to go as well, is maybe you can do some star searching while you're there.
Yeah, a lot of the well-known celebrities like to go to places where they don't stand out, where people don't see them and they can hide. And small places like this offer that, and therefore anyone going to a place like that can find the intimacy and, again, get lost in that small little local community.
Well, you absolutely do. And she also recommended La Vue, which is a beautiful boutique hotel, and it's kind of a well-kept secret there. Now, we'll have Brenda's full letter. We'll place that online as well as one of our blogs, so definitely go and check that out because she, as I mentioned, does do a lot of weddings and honeymoons. So you can find her at With This Ring Wedding and Honeymoon Travel Agency. So great one. So, Dr. Bill, what other cities do you think we have coming up? I have the letters here. Do you have any ideas of what other cities might be?
Well, I know at
favorites.
I know at some point New York's going to be on that list.
Now, why is that? Why is that? You think New York is like a beloved city all over the world?
I think, yes, one of the beloved cities all over the world, and I think it just has a lot to offer.
Well, it does have a lot to offer, and, you know, it's one of those cities that you can never get enough of, and people want to come and see it, even if they end up not having it as their favorite. It's one of those cities that people like to go see, just like Miami is another one. People like to go and see that. New Orleans is another city that people like to see, and I always say Atlanta, too. I like to add Atlanta. That's
our Atlanta's hometown. More and more upcoming. More people are finding out more about it. The scenery is changing. The food is changing, and also things to do with this. They're trying to make the city a more friendly city, a more walking around city, and I think that's something which they really have to mold the city into.
And also culinary. I mean, Atlanta's really shaping up to be a great culinary destination.
It is. I mean, there are new restaurants opening every 2 weeks, and that's something to even consider doing Valentine's Day to go to a new restaurant. That's something people can do.
Well, actually, it's not too late for that because Atlanta's just right down the road. So if you have not made your Valentine's plans, folks, you can still look at some of those restaurants right down the road in Atlanta, and you'll feel like you're getting away and having a great dinner as well. So when we come back, we have some more letters to read for some more of those favorite cities. I love all these love letters. And you can see all of these love letters on our website, travelbagswithanita.com. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.